Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast bringing you this week and I'm sure next week, my witness of Russia, the Soviet Union. That is the ministry God gave me, and he told me I would go places in the world and I would witness what I saw him doing. So I'm giving you the witness of Russia, especially in light of a big Russian flotilla that's heading for the Syrian port. And Russia and Syria and Iran are ganging up, you might say, against Israel. This is in Bible prophecy. And so God has had me since 1979 involved in witnessing what he's doing in Russia. I told you the story yesterday of how these two Finnish people from Finland who had the only free border with Russia, how they came to America in search of that faith message. Brother Hagin called this another chapter in the book of Acts. And I've decided to make our radio this week and next available to you. We're going to put on each week on a CD. The first week is called Russian Witness Week 1. It'll be $5. And then we'll do Russian Witness Week 2 next week. You can also go online to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Download them or listen to them. And we're glad you're listening today on your radio station, wherever we're coming to you. Now, Jim Caseman, I described to you how he came to Rhema, how God, how supernaturally God took us to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we met the two Finns. We already knew a lady who was Finnish who interpreted for us, and how God told us we were going to go into Finland and into Russia and take the message of faith. Now, Jim, I'm telling you, he was hard strapped for cash in those days. And someone had given him some money before he came over to Bob Negley's house that night. Someone he hardly even knew, really. Wasn't in his church. And said, the Lord told me to give you $2,000. You're going to a foreign country. Well, Jim didn't even know what foreign country he's going to. When the Lord told us to go to Finland, he had to get a map and find it. He didn't know where Finland was. Someone else heard about it at a wedding, and they gave him some money. And Jim took off for he actually took off for Finland. He was going over with these two people that we had met supernaturally. When he got to Finland, he met a man whose name is Lasse, Finnish name. But we gave that man another name. What was it, Shelley?
007.
007. Mm-hmm. He was the neatest guy. I just love Lasse. And Lasse came to Jim. He heard him teaching the message of faith. He came up to him and he said, I go into the Soviet Union. I have been going for years. He actually was a builder of restaurants and sold restaurant equipment. So he would like design and build restaurants in the Soviet Union. At their hotels, which they built to impress the West. And he said, I've been going for years to the underground church. I believe the Lord wants me to take you, but I have to know it's God. If you can get a visa to go into the Soviet Union in 3 days, I'm going in 3 days, I'll know it's God and I'll take you. Jim phoned back over to me and he said, take this to the Rhema prayer. And so I went. We called a special meeting of the Rhema students, and I told them, Jim's over there. You don't imagine what it was like in the Cold War days. I mean, this is big. You're going to go into the enemy's camp. And he said, and so I got before the student body at Rhema, and using the authority that we were taught in that wonderful school, yes, we went before God. And we claimed a visa within 3 days. It came through. And Jim went to Russia and to the Soviet Union for his first trip in 19, I believe it was still 79. It might have been over into 80. Amazing things happened. When he got back, no sooner was he back than he planned another trip. And he invited me to go and paid the way. And that was really my first overseas journey. And what a journey that was into the Soviet Union. We went first to Finland. And in Finland, we preached for a few, more than a month, maybe I can't remember exactly how long, 6 weeks or so, in tent meetings all throughout the land of Finland. And then at the end of that time, as a cover, we said we wanted to take, you know, like a sightseeing tour into Russia. And Lasse got for us a diplomatic limousine. Now, you got to know, in Russia, hardly anybody had cars. Everything they had was old and broken down. And we went in a limo. Jim and Kathy Caseman, their two daughters, Annette and Desi, they were teenagers at the time. And I would look over at those two girls and I would say, oh, if they're brave enough to go in here, I'll be brave. And then I went in. Now, we had ink for the underground press that we were going to take in. Lasse told us, get some bottles, like shampoo bottles and things like that, and we'll fill it with ink and we'll hide it in the car's trunk. Well, we did all that. And then when we got to him, he said, no, we're not going to do it that way. The Lord gave me another plan. What is that plan? He said, I can't tell you. Because at the checkpoint between Finland and Russia, oh man, it took us 5.5 hours to get through that checkpoint. When we got to that checkpoint, they took that limousine apart. They drove it over like a hole in the ground, like where you go to the garage and you're going to get oil and changed. Grease and all that business. And they drove it over a pit. And they examined it from beneath. They took the doors off. They took the door panels off. They took everything out of that car. They searched us from A to Z. You were allowed to take one Bible in, but not more. Mm-hmm. You could take in your own personal study Bible in your own language, but nothing more. And now we have gotten word, you see, that the underground press had some papers.
Okay.
They'd gotten paper. And they just needed some ink for their press. To print Bibles, and at least sections of Bibles. So Lasse, when they finished with us in about 5.5 hours, when we got in that car, headed on into Leningrad, Lasse, he wouldn't let us talk at first. He put his hand over his finger over his mouth, and, you know, shh. And then when we got quite a ways away, because he said they can hear you for a long ways, he laughed and laughed and laughed. He said, I fool them. And we said, where'd you put it? Where'd you put the ink? And he said, I put it in this in the tube it comes in. The ink for the underground, for the presses, came in big tubes, cardboard tubes. He said, I left it in the tube. And they said, what is this? And he said, oh, these Americans, you know, in their big cars, it has to have this kind of a grease.
Wow.
And he said, those Russian boys, they never had a car in their life. Mm-hmm. Those soldiers, they didn't know not one thing about cars. And they just thought it was grease for the car. Wow. We didn't have to hide it. God gave him that plan.
How wonderful.
And so we got into Russia. And we would have to go in the daytime to, you know, places that were the Winter Palace, the Museums of Art. We would do all of that in the daytime. And then in the nighttime, we would get into taxi drive cars. And we had taken in things. We had taken in hose. We had taken in jeans, blue jeans, which we sold on the black market. Lasse knew. Well, you'd see two guys, and they'd be in a little car, and they'd start, and they'd want to make a deal with you. Mm-hmm. So we'd drive off over in the woods, and we would sell to them American jeans for rubles.
Okay.
And then we would take that rubles, to the underground press and the underground Christians. And so, what an excitement it was for me. It was on that trip that we went to, we met Russian Paul. He actually was Finnish, but he was in that part of Finland that was captured by the Russians. Finland used to have two arms, and at the Bolshevik Revolution, they captured the right side of it. And so he was one of those Finnish people that had been captured in the Soviet Union. He was the cutest little man, about 5'8", little blue eyes that just shined. But he was so brave. He was the head, really, of the underground press. And God translated him. He would translate him all over Russia to preach the gospel. He was not afraid of anything. He got hauled up. I said, do you know anything about Luke 21? Oh, yes. That's the chapter where the Lord tells you. I was thinking about signs of the coming of the Lord. And he said, that's the chapter where the Lord tells you that if you're hauled up before the courts and the judicial system, don't think of what you're going to say. God will fill your mouth. He said, I get hauled up all the time, but I'm not afraid. And so we got the ink to Rush and Paul, to the underground. He lived in an old house. Throughout Russia, there were big, high, ugly apartment buildings that they had built in Moscow for people to live in. But Rush and Paul lived in one of the old houses from old Russia. And they didn't have food in Soviet Russia for the common, ordinary people, especially the Christians. They wouldn't give them much. But Rush and Paul's, his yard was filled with trees that were bearing fruit. And he had, like, cabbages growing in his yard. And God always showed him where to go fish and catch fish. And his family was well fed. And so we met Rush and Paul, whose name was pronounced Pavel. And Pavel became our contact for every subsequent trip that we took into the Soviet Union. We took trips into the Soviet Union from 1980 until the wall fell in 1989, and Russia, the Berlin Wall, and that whole system came crumbling apart, the Soviet system, and in 1991, they even had to let their Jews go. And a great number of Jews came from the north back into Israel. On subsequent trips to the Soviet Union, which I'm going to tell you more about, and the things that we saw there, I want you to understand how hardline the Soviet Union was, so that you can get an idea of what has happened now that the Soviet Union is coming back hardline again. It was hardline. It fell apart. We had a window to preach the gospel, and now that window is closing again. Russia has come down from the north. They're moving a big flotilla into Syria. The Bible says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that they are going to come down from the north, that they will be allied with Iran. Just today, we see them allying with Syria and with Iran to come into that area. Folks, the Bible prophecies are coming to pass before our very eyes. And I'm going to be giving to you this week my witness of the Soviet Union, my witness of what is happening there as I've seen it from the very beginning. There's a book that shows you how Russia is going back hardline. You can get it at any store that sells novels. It's Moscow Rules by Daniel Silva. It will explain to you how the current head of Russia was the former head of the KGB, and his actions right now as he is making it hard on journalists in that area. You won't want to miss this week's broadcast. You can get them online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Every radio program is there, and you can watch from the beginning. You can also get from us, we're going to sell this for $5. This week will be Russian Witness 1 on CD for $5. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That is 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom until tomorrow.